Chapter 1. Category number 1. Friends. Friend. We use that word too loosely, too flippantly. We use it too generously. And most damaging of all, we give the title to people who haven't earned it. I recognize that using the word earn makes some folks nervous. It implies a kind of quid pro quo. It can feel icky. So let me be clear. Yes, God has called us to love. A person doesn't have to earn our love if we call ourselves believers. But I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about friendship. It's different. Remember Jesus in John 15? Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. John 15:13-15. Don't miss the point here. He says, if somebody's your friend, you give them your life. Co-workers, clients, and anyone may get your life resources, your talents, and your time. As a spiritual leader, coach, and teacher, I don't even have to know you to offer and utilize my gifts for you. But in order for you to get me, for me to make known to you all the intimate things God has shared with me, you must be my friend. However, friends get your life. They get access to you in different ways and influence you in different degrees. In other words, there is a difference between giving your life to someone and spending your life with someone. Jesus breaks it down. He says in verse 14, you are my friends if you do what I command. And in verse 15, he says, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Jesus is saying to the disciples, we just shifted our relationship from what it was to friendship. Full stop. Jesus makes this statement to some people, but not all people. He made it to those who had walked with him long enough to demonstrate that this moniker applies. Understanding this distinction is crucial to us embracing the concepts I will present in this book. We must be good at defining and stewarding our relationships. As the Apostle Paul said, we owe no man anything but to love him. See Romans 13:8. We only owe people love. We don't owe people access to our life. Friendship was and is God's idea. It is one of the ways he meets a significant desire of all our hearts. God's greatest gifts often walk into our lives on two legs. Friends are individuals who are relational assets and not liabilities. Friends are those whom God escorts into our environments because there is something they need to be for us in order to help us be what we need to be for Him. Friends offer more than company. They help us carry out our calling. A true friend indeed. I was 19 years old and a sophomore at Millsap College in Jackson, Mississippi. At the time, I was on the brink of a bout with what I call situation.